We're getting new reaction this evening to the news that the Trump administration is set to pay nearly $5 million to the family of Ashley Babbitt to settle a lawsuit brought by Babbitt's family. She was a Trump supporter who was shot and killed by police when she tried to storm the House Speaker's lobby during the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. Babbitt's family initially filed the wrongful death lawsuit last year, seeking $30 million, and now word of the settlement comes this week.
Ashley Babbitt, a truly incredible person.
Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell was injured in the Capitol riot, and his injuries forced him to retire. He says the latest news is like a slap in the face from the Trump administration and even the president himself, especially after President Trump pardoned nearly all of about 1,600 people who were charged in connection with the riot.
It is a betrayal. He claims that he's the biggest supporter of police, the rule of law, law and order.
I am your president of law and order.
We must maintain law and order at the highest level.
And yet he pardoned the people who assaulted police officers, including myself. He went ahead and pardoned the same people who assaulted us without regard of the violent crimes that they committed. And now he announced that this settlement is going ahead. $5 million. It is a betrayal. If that's not a betrayal, then what is? So whenever he say that slogan, that political slogan, I support the police, I back the blue, I don't believe any of that shit that he says.
When you say it's a betrayal and you think back, how do you, someone who went through so much that day, handle news like this? And you say it's a repeated betrayal. Like, how do you deal with it?
I try to avoid following the news. It's personal to me because I nearly died on January 6th when the mob was trampling us, attacking us. On January 6th, these elected officials from both sides, Republican, Democrat, Independent, they were running for their lives. And if it wasn't because the actions of police officers like myself, who were willing to die to defend the Capitol, there would have been many of themselves and their colleagues that would have died. The officers like myself who lost my career due to the injuries that these people did on my body and my mental health is irreparable. It stuck to me for the rest of my life. They could claim that they are the victims, that they were unjustly mistreated. Most of them, they had the day in court, and they recorded themselves violently attacking the Capitol, violently attacking the officers, and they want to be seen as victims, and they are not.
That's former U.S. Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell.